Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Great to have you here on this Thursday, the 21st, 4 days before Christmas. I hope you're gearing up for a great Christmas celebration with your family. Listen, there's just not a better time for the teaching that we're going to be hearing today. Derek is going to be talking about how love behaves, and he's going to be talking about the seven do nots of love and the seven do's of love. Now, if your Christmas celebration is anything like mine, with food and family and all kinds of craziness, there's just not a better time for you to be thinking about the do's and don'ts of love. So you want to be sure and get a pen and a piece of paper and listen to this. And by the way, if you've missed any of these, you'll want to log on to the website at derekprince.org. You'll find all of these broadcasts there in their entirety, and you'll also find a lot of other material that will help you grow in the things of God and stay connected to Derek Prince Ministries. Let me tell you one reason you might really want to log on to derekprince.org, and that is last week I had a wonderful time in the studio with Phil Kagi, the legendary guitarist and Christian musician, just known for decades for just being an astonishing musician. I'm not even really a musician, and when he plays guitar, I just, you know, angels almost appear. Well, he's going to be in the studio with me today, continuing that discussion. You've got to hear that, but you also, of course, when that's over, want to hear the earlier one if you haven't already. So listen, let's get right to it. Today is going to be a transforming time as Derek Prince talks to us about the love of God.
In my two previous talks on this theme, I've explained two important facts. First, love is the end purpose of both the law and the gospel. In other words, God has always only had one ultimate requirement of man. At every stage in his dealings with man, in every dispensation, whether it was under the Old Testament or under the New, God's ultimate requirement is very simple. It's love. Love for God and love for our neighbor. The difference between the law and the gospel is not the end, but the means to achieve that end. Then the second fact, which I dealt with yesterday, is this. There is no substitute for love. Nothing else can take its place, and ultimately everything else without love is in the last degree worthless. This is stated by Paul in the opening verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Today we're going to look on a little further in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in verses 4 through 6, where Paul paints a picture of love, if I may say so, in action. And as we look in these verses, we see how love behaves, what it is like to demonstrate God's love, what it is like when we meet it in others. These three verses make a series of successive statements about love. Let me read them. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 6. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Now, I took a little while to analyze those three verses, and I've discovered something rather exciting, because this was not written as a piece of theology. It was written as a letter to people whom Paul loved and about whom he was deeply concerned. And yet there is a marvelous pattern in these words. If you analyze these three verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 6, you'll find that these verses contain 14 statements which list 14 characteristics of love. And if you analyze them further, you'll find, interestingly enough, that seven of those characteristics are negative and seven are positive. There are seven things, Paul says, that love does not do, and there are seven things that he says love does do. so you get both sides, the negative and the positive. We look first of all at the 7 negative characteristics of love. And I'm going to give each in 2 alternative translations to try to make the picture as clear and as vivid as possible. So here are the 7 negative characteristics of love. First, love does not envy. It is not jealous. It doesn't see something that others have that it would use wrong means or wrong motives to acquire. Second, love does not boast or does not brag. Love isn't always making grandiose statements about itself or about anything. Third, love is not proud or alternatively not arrogant. Love doesn't look down on people. Love treats everybody as valuable, every person. Some people are very good to those whom they respect or those who are above them, but arrogant and proud to those below them. I discovered that in the British Army as a very lowly corporal. All my relatives had been officers in the British Army, colonels and brigadiers and generals, but World War II I found myself just a corporal. And I discovered that those kind of people whom I was used to as my relatives and my equals were very different when they were viewed from beneath. They were not the same, but love, true love, is the same viewed from any angle to anybody. Fourth, love is not rude or does not act unbecomingly. If you want to have really good manners, cultivate love. Good manners really are just love expressing itself. Five, love is not self-seeking. It does not seek its own. It does not say, this is mine, I've got a right to it, I'm going to have it, no matter what happens, you can't have it. Six, love is not easily angered or not provoked. The moment we find anger rising up in ourselves and we begin to lose control of the way we speak to people and relate to people, we need to stop and remind ourselves that isn't love operating in me. There is a kind of anger that is legitimate, but it's an anger against unrighteousness. It's not really an anger against persons.
Let's remember, love does not envy or is not jealous. Love does not boast or does not brag. Love is not proud or not arrogant. Love is not rude or does not act unbecomingly. Love is not self-seeking or does not seek its own. And love is not easily angered or not and does not provoke. There's another one that we'll hear soon, and there's much more to come, including Phil Kagi right here in the studio with me as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
As 2006 draws to a close, all of us at Derek Prince Ministries want to remind you of 2 things. First, we want to express once more how much we have appreciated your friendship and partnership over this past year. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Second, we would be remiss if we didn't remind you that there are only a few weeks remaining in this tax year. It's about this time each year we hear from a lot of friends of Derek Prince Ministries as they make special year-end gifts. They tell us they'd rather see the resources God has given them go into His kingdom rather than into the coffers of the IRS. Put another way, they'd rather render a little less to Caesar and a little more to God. Of course, the real beneficiaries are those touched and changed by God's truth because of your generosity. Take a few moments today to send your special year-end gift. Simply call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. As you give, please know that through your connection to Derek Prince Legacy Radio, you are a part of something truly amazing. Also know that you have our gratitude. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us online at derekprince.org. Thanks again, and may 2007 be a year of great blessing and fruitfulness for you.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we're listening to a marvelous teaching on the love of God in which Derek Prince is talking to us about the seven do nots and the seven do's of love. He got six do nots in our first session together. I'm eager to hear the last one and the rest of what he's going to teach us. Let's listen.
Seventh, love keeps no record of wrongs, or the alternative, does not take into account a wrong suffered. How dangerous it is to make a mental list of all the things that other people have done against us, or the things that they owe to us. So often in a marriage, husband or wife or both will keep a little list of all the respects in which the other partner to the marriage has failed, and their relationship is poisoned because they never see one another just as persons, but in the background they always see this list. He didn't bring me flowers on our anniversary. He went out and didn't tell me that he wasn't coming back in time for supper. All these things, and they may be very trivial things, but they can completely spoil a relationship that should be one of love and peace and harmony. So, if you've got a list, why don't you tear it up right now and adjust that relationship? If I were to sum up the seven negative features of love that I've just listed in one single statement, I would say it is this: love is not insecure. Any person who acts contrary to those principles Paul lists is an insecure person, but love is totally secure. Now we're going on to the positive aspect of love, the seven positive features of love. First of all, love is patient. And that doesn't vary. Each translation says the same. Impatience is basically an expression of lack of love. Second, love is kind. Love is never unkind. It's never negative. It always does good. It doesn't harm. Third, love rejoices with the truth. Love is happy when the people in another church are blessed. Love is happy when another preacher is successful. No, so long as the truth is prevailing, love is happy, no matter who gets the credit. Fourth, love always protects or bears all things. I prefer the second translation, bears all things. Nothing is too heavy for love. Another translation says, love never springs a leak. No matter what may be the pressures, love can withhold them. I remember once that a man was praying in a church for a young man who'd come forward, and he said, Lord, fill this man with your Holy Spirit. And the pastor of the church lifted his hand up and said, don't, Lord, he leaks. You see, so many people get filled, but they leak. One way to make sure you never leak is love. Love never springs a leak, no matter how great the pressure. Love holds on. Fifth, love always trusts or believes all things. I prefer the second translation because I think there's this very close relationship between love and faith. Love is the product of faith, and love can always believe whatever God says. Love accepts. Sixth, love always hopes or hopes all things. Love is optimistic. How pleasant it is to meet optimistic people, isn't it? And what a burden it comes when we're with people who are always pessimistic. If you want to be popular, be optimistic. I can tell you for sure that the optimistic people are, generally speaking, the popular people in this world. Seven, love always perseveres. It endures all things. It never gives up. To sum up those seven positive aspects of love, I would say love is infinitely strong, can stand any pressure, face any situation, meet any challenge. It never gives up. Let me turn back to a verse in the Song of Solomon, or two verses, which I quoted earlier in this series. Song of Solomon 8, verses 6 and 7. Love is strong as death. That's a tremendous statement. Because death is irresistible. None of us can resist death. And this says, love is strong as death. Love is irresistible. And then it says this, and this, I think, so adequately and beautifully expresses what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13. Many waters cannot quench love, rivers cannot wash it away. No matter what comes, love abides. Love is unconquerable, it's irresistible. As a matter of fact, the death and resurrection of Jesus went one step further. It proved not merely that love is strong as death, it proved that love is stronger than death. When love and death met, love won.
Such powerful truths here. That seventh do not is love keeps no record of wrongs. But I love the positive characteristics of love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love rejoices with the truth. Love always protects or bears all things. Love always trusts or believes all things. Love always hopes or hopes all things. And love always perseveres or endures all things. Boy, we need this, not just at Christmas time, but all the time as we live our Christian lives. Coming up with me here in the studio, Phil Keaggy as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. Continues.
Salvation. What does this familiar word really mean? The forgiveness of sins? The ticket to heaven? As wonderful as these definitions are, there is much more to salvation than most believers know. Now, in a powerful little booklet entitled Complete Salvation, Derek Prince reveals how the work Jesus did on the cross made a way for all to experience a great, glorious, and complete salvation. In it, you'll discover what salvation truly is and show you the steps you can take to receive and enjoy all of its benefits, both now and for eternity. To order your copy, Complete Salvation, free and postage paid, simply call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the booklet are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order your copy securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and with me in the studio today is Phil Keaggy. Now, you certainly know his name. Phil Keaggy is a legendary guitar player, but more than that, he's one of the great leading lights of Christian music in the last decades. He was sort of present at the creation when Christian rock and contemporary Christian music was on the rise. He's been a man of character and a man of an astonishing musical skill who has mentored and fathered and partnered with almost all of the great luminaries of contemporary Christian music. Phil, it is such an honor to have you here.
Thank you, Stephen. It's great to be with you today.
Phil, you were telling us before about the Love-In experience. It was a community, so to speak, up in upstate New York. And with a name like Love-In, the love of God must have been a real theme. This was a theme in Derek Prince's ministry. What do you recall of an emphasis on love at that time?
Well, I think my generation, the generation that grew up in the 60s, you know, they were really searching for love. And they were very honest in their searches. I really feel that. And I remember that song, you know, what the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just last week I was just saying what the world needs now even more so is the love, sweet love of God. That's what I feel. That's where we're at today. You know, it does say in the Bible that in the last days the love of many will wax cold, will grow cold. And it's God, the agape love that Derek Prince was teaching about, that not only teaches us, but enables us how to live, how to be better fathers, mothers, and how to be better members of our society and our community, our towns. I think the love of God is what really we need. I mean, and that's what sets the gospel apart from anything else I've ever heard, is the love of God. And how, you know, Jesus said, this is the greatest commandment, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And he even goes as far as to say, love your enemies. You know, where do you hear that?
Yeah.
Aside from the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, I love the way Derek Prince always referred to Jesus Christ, not as Jesus, but often as the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he's the final authority as far as Derek was concerned. And so I think today, the love of God is what we really need. And not only in word, but in action.
Absolutely.
In deed and in truth.
I've heard you say elsewhere that the 1960s was, so to speak, all about me, meaning all about the person, the individual, my fulfillment, I, me, mine, what have you done for me lately, almost. And then in the 70s 70s, especially for those people who were finding Jesus, there was this explosion of the love of God, the agape love, as you describe it, that, of course, being the Greek word for unconditional love. And it really was transforming, wasn't it? It helped people realize that they aren't going to find fulfillment by seeking to fulfill their own needs in a selfish way, but rather by turning it outward and meeting the needs of others. And what did you experience of that as you made that sort of transition in the early 70s?
Well, I just feel the Lord was trying to teach me how to extend myself outward to others and not just think about myself. In fact, there was somewhat of a cost with being a musician in those days. I was on Decca Records, and I was in a band that we were recording artists. And then God invaded my life, and I got to know Him through the scriptures and through teachers and fellowship. And I wanted to communicate the gospel, and that was the most important thing. I really wanted God to use my music as a vehicle to bring others to Christ. And that was my number one ambition. Whereas before that point, my ambition was to become some rock star, you know. And you're right, the 60s were like that. Even Eric Clapton himself, you know, famous guitarist, you know, when they said Clapton is God, you know, I think he was sort of flattered at first, but then it began to weigh on him, you know, and he got very uncomfortable with that. And he actually exited the music scene for a bit, you know, and he kind of went incognito with Delaney and Bonnie and changing his music style. And, you know, no one can live with that. Even Elvis Presley couldn't live with probably the pressure of being called the king.
Sure.
You know, there's one king. And, well, the whole entertainment thing and the whole world of music and industry, it's like, it's very selfish in some ways. And so what we learned through the love of God is how to be unselfish, how to be broken bread and poured out wine for the sake of others.
Phil Kagi, great to have you with us.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, let me just mention that tomorrow, Ben Pearson's going to be with me. Phil knows him well. Ben Pearson is an award-winning cinematographer, artist, photographer. You may not know his name. You certainly know his work. It's been in galleries around the world. You've seen music videos done by him, album covers, and you have probably seen documentaries. If not, you're going to, because he's working on some fascinating things. So my dear friend Ben Pearson with me tomorrow in the studio. Listen, this series that Derek has been teaching on the love of God has been potentially transforming to your life. And I hope that you're experiencing it as well as listening to it, because that's the truth about God's word. If we apply faith to the truth we hear, then we experience what God intended for us to experience. And not just short term, but long term. If you have not heard all of these sessions, and particularly today's session, particularly the teaching that Derek was giving us today, log on to the website at derekprince.org and hear these again and again and again. Today's list of the do's and the don'ts of love absolutely could transform your family, absolutely could transform your life. If you would apply these truths in your office, in your home, with your children, in your marriage, I sincerely believe that we'll be getting a card or a letter from you within weeks telling us how much things have changed. And it's not glory to Derek or glory to Stephen Mansfield or to Derek Prince Ministries. All we're doing is applying the Word of God to your life and giving you a chance to put it into operation. Now listen, speaking of putting things into operation, we have a booklet for you that is a completely free gift, and it's something you're going to want to put into operation in your life because it's all about what Jesus did on the cross. And of course, that's at the heart of everything that we're talking about. It's called Complete Salvation. It's a great little booklet from the pen of Derek Prince, and we want to make it available to you absolutely without charge. You can get it by logging onto our website at derekprince.org or calling us at 800-448-3261. Again, a completely free gift, the booklet Complete Salvation, at derekprince.org or 800-448-3261. Now listen, that's all the time we have for today. Eager for you to join us tomorrow to hear the rest of this teaching on the love of God, and also hear Ben Pearson, who'll be joining me in the studios. So for everybody from Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment now to request your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, Complete Salvation. It's our gift to you, free and postage paid. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And when you call, please consider a special end-of-year gift to Derek Prince Ministries of $25 or more. Your gift will further the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio
and you'll receive the tax benefit for this year. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, you can send your financial support securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.